This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. You can love them or you can not, but social media influencers have become a staple of the tech economy over the past decade or so. People who get paid by brands and by companies to post pictures and videos of everything from weight loss tea, whatever that is, to makeup. But that business model, like oh so many others, has taken a hit in the past 90 days. So Instagram has come out with some new features to let those influencers maybe keep on making money. Marketplace's Jasmine Garst has that one.
With widespread quarantine orders, people are spending more time online. But there's rampant unemployment and consumer spending has gone down. Marshall Sandman, a social media consultant, says
marketing budgets have completely disappeared. And so it's going to be really, really hard for influencers, creators in the digital space to make a full-time living.
Instagram now says it will make it easier for influencers to have more direct revenue from viewers. For example, by allowing ads on IGTV, an Instagram feature that allows longer videos to be posted. About half of the revenue from those ads will go to the influencers themselves. It's something other social media platforms have been doing for years. And Professor David Craig from USC Annenberg says Instagram is starting to feel the competition.
They're losing to TikTok. So this is definitely a big attempt to try to keep from losing more to TikTok.
But with less consumer spending right now, can the influencer economy survive? Experts say depends on what they're selling. If it's fitness, like Britney Babe, a workout guru with 1.6 million followers on Instagram.
Get ready to build your booty, babes. The Better Booty program consists of quick 10 to 15 minute workouts you can do at home daily.
She'll likely fare better than, say, a travel and leisure influencer, because exercising is something anyone can do. Traveling right now, that's a tough call. I'm Jasmine Garst for Marketplace.